Good morning. Merry Christmas. Let's pass the peace, and in the process, while you're passing the peace of God, how about moving forward a little? We can get cozy here. I mean, even if last night was Saturday and you didn't have time to take a bath, you can still move forward, okay? Pass the peace and come on down, please. Now that you've had an opportunity to wish everybody Merry Christmas and pass the peace of God and ask for peace for this world, let's continue our worship service with a few announcements. First of all, you know the church office is going to be closed on Monday and Tuesday because of Christmas. Also, remember that next Sunday is going to be our covenant service. We will be starting the new year off in the same fashion that John Wesley started with the covenant service. It is frequently done to begin the new year, and that's what we'll be doing next Sunday. I think that's about it. If there's anything else, after Tuesday, you can call the church office if you have any questions. Merry Christmas, and now let us continue to prepare our hearts and minds as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Shaper of seas and stars, of planets and of people. God, born in Bethlehem, gurgling, crying, laid in a manger. God, breath of the universe, flickering, dancing in the candle flame. God, Emmanuel, amongst us, within us.
We bring ourselves and our dreams, for we want to be here with you. Let us pray together the prayer of invocation. God of earth and heaven, when you brought your firstborn into the world, you sent your angel messengers, swift as the winds, and your servants, like flames of fire, to tell the glad news. Give us courage in the midst of all the earth's shadows to praise you for the light that overcomes, to sing glory to your beloved Son, who came to live among us, full of grace and truth. In his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. No more let sin and sorrow grow. Jesus calls us to live in his light, to prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Let us turn to God for forgiveness and live. God of glory, you sent your Son to take away our sin. We celebrate Jesus' birth, and we ask you to change us, heal us, make us your children. Help us to praise you by our lives for the gift of Jesus. Keep us from neglecting to honor Jesus with gifts of mercy and kindness, from failing to welcome your perfect love with love for each other, from allowing lesser lights to blind us to the light that overcomes, from forgetting the call of the needy and the cry of the world for peace. We give you thanks for the love of Jesus, our friends who live among us. Good Christian friends, rejoice. Jesus Christ was born to save. He opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Let us together repeat the Christmas Creed from Latin America. I believe in Jesus Christ, in the power of the gospel, which began in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a small village, of whose coming the shepherds saw the sign, from whom there was no room in the inn. I believe in the one whose life changed the course of history, for whom the kings of the earth had no power, and who was not understood by the crowd. I believe in the one whom the poor, the oppressed, the discouraged, the afflicted, the sick, the blind, the leprous, gave welcome and accepted as Lord and Savior. I believe in peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, and the transforming power of the gospel. I believe that Christmas is strength and power, and that this world can change if with humility and with faith we kneel before the manger.
Time of violence and despair, an ancient prophet gives good news. The boots of earth-shaking armies on the march, the soldiers' cloaks rolled in blood, are destined to be burnt, food for the fire.
For a child is born to us.
Wide will be the dominion and boundless the peace.
With justice and righteousness.
We light the Christ candle, thankful that God has come to us, not as a conquering hero, but as a child, whose faithful, peaceful life will follow God's way of love.
Amen.
First reading of Scripture from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
reading of Scripture found in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. One of the things that I do enjoy from time to time is coming down here among you when we have our pastoral prayer time. And especially when we first went to war in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that time, I would come out of the pulpit and stand down here among my people because I felt like we were just all so torn by all that was taking place. And on this Christmas day, it is such a joy just to be down here and stand on the floor with you and be close to you and feel all cuddly and warm. And I'm so glad that we're here today to worship. And it's a wonderful day to be in God's house on the day of the birth of the King. And so I do welcome you again and invite you now for let us to have a season of prayer. And as you call out the prayer concerns, I'm give you an opportunity to call them out. And then we'll say, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Okay. And Nancy Morgan is one of our own. She has had hip replacement surgery, and she is now home recovering. God, in your mercy. Okay, others?
Cyrus
Maloney, Air Force. God, in your mercy. Those who are traveling, God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Families that are grieving, God, in your mercy. Vera Tunzel, God, in your mercy. Charles Justice and his wife, God, in your mercy. Jay Pendergrass, God, in your mercy. Frank Kuda, God, in your mercy. Judy Irwin, God, in your mercy. J.D. Cooley, God, in your mercy. Brian Alden in Afghanistan, God, in your mercy. Bob and Moa, God, in your mercy. Frank Hawthorne, God, in your mercy. For those that are homeless, God, in your mercy. God, in your mercy. Bill Clark, God, in your mercy. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you that you have indeed heard our prayers. And we thank you again for this blessed day, for this time to celebrate together our faith. And thank you again for the blessed stories that we have heard over and over again of Christmas and the scriptures that have been read this day and the hymns that have been sung that have enriched our lives through the years. Continue now, Almighty God, to bless this, your people in Main Street Church, as we endeavor to close out this year and face the new one with renewed hope and vigor within our souls. To you we give glory, honor, and praise as we pray together the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Let us worship the Lord now with our Christmas offering. Ushers, would you come? Thank you.
offertory prayer of thanksgiving is a unison prayer. You'll find that on the back of the bulletin. Would you stand and join me in this prayer, and then we remain standing for the closing hymn. Mighty God, you founded the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. We bring to you gifts of your own making. We honor you with what we have been given. We thank you for the goodness of this day and the bounty we enjoy. Accept our praise for the gift of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Billy Tongstow that we wanted to remember in prayer. And so receive now the benediction that's responsive in our bulletin. Mysterious God, confounding our expectations, meet us where we least expect to find you.
Save us.
Child of the manger, healing our pain, sharing our weakness.
Save us.
Source of life, birth of God within our own experience. Stay with us in our frailty. Stay with us on our journey.